Good morning. It's Monday, July 26th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Three people have been arrested in connection with the Friday shooting death of a Clark County Sheriff's detective. Vancouver police say Guillermo Raya was arrested in Salem by U.S. Marshals and Salem police. Raya is one of three suspects in the killing of Detective Jeremy Brown. Two others were arrested Saturday after an extensive search. Raya will now be extradited to Clark County to face charges. This week, the Oregon Health Authority's Psilocybin Board is releasing research on magic mushrooms' effectiveness on behavioral health conditions. Research shows it can alleviate depression, anxiety, and addiction if administered in a safe and controlled setting. Oregon voters passed the measure in the November election. Licenses won't go out until 2023, and the mushrooms will not be available for recreational use. Dozens of wildfires continue to burn across the western U.S. In Oregon, the bootleg fire's progress has slowed after burning more than 400,000 acres. Crews have it nearly 50% contained. In Northern California, meanwhile, the Dixie Fire has burned more than 200,000 acres. It is about 20% contained, but threatening thousands of structures as it continues to grow. Health authorities are urging reluctant Americans to get vaccinated as the highly contagious COVID-19 Delta variant spreads across the U.S. Daily average new cases have spiked almost 50%, with increases in all 50 states. Experts say nearly half the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, but that's not enough. Some areas have even reimposed mask mandates, even for the fully vaccinated. This week, a House of Representatives committee will begin investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appointed a second Republican, Illinois' Adam Kinzinger, to the investigative committee. The first Republican appointed was Representative Liz Cheney. Both Cheney and Kinzinger voted to impeach former President Trump after the Capitol attack. Senators are pushing to finalize a bipartisan infrastructure bill this week. It would provide for roads, bridges, broadband internet, and other projects. Last week, Republicans blocked the start of a formal debate on the bill, saying the bill's text and cost were not available as negotiations continued. More than 60 senators need to be on board for the bill to pass. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.